November 16, Luke 23, 13 to 44, remember me. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Luke 23, 42. To Jesus in his agony on the cross, there came one gleam of comfort. It was the prayer of the penitent thief. This man was not a hardened criminal. He had been led astray by evil associations. He had seen and heard Jesus and had been convicted by his teaching, but he had been turned away from him by the priests and rulers. Seeking to stifle conviction, he had plunged deeper and deeper into sin until he was arrested, tried as a criminal, and condemned to die on the cross. In the judgment hall and on the way to Calvary, he had been in company with Jesus. He had heard Pilate declare, I find no fault in him. John 19:4. He had marked his godlike bearing and his pitying forgiveness of his tormentors. The conviction comes back to him that this is the Christ. Turning to his fellow criminal, he says, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? The dying thieves have no longer anything to fear from man. But upon one of them presses the conviction that there is a God to fear, a future to cause him to tremble. And now, all sin-polluted as it is, his life history is about to close. When condemned for his crime, the thief had become hopeless and despairing. But strange, tender thoughts now spring up. He calls to mind all he has heard of Jesus. The Holy Spirit illuminates his mind, and little by little the chain of evidence is joined together. In Jesus, bruised, mocked, and hanging upon the cross, he sees the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Hope is mingled with anguish in his voice as the helpless dying soul casts himself upon a dying Savior. Lord, remember me, he cries, when thou comest into thy kingdom. Quickly the answer came, soft and melodious the tone, full of love, compassion, and power the words, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. To the penitent thief came the perfect peace of acceptance with God.